Welcome to Psachim, Perek Hey, Mishnah Hey, Chapter 5, Mishnah 5. The Mishnah here begins to discuss the actual process of the Karban Pesach, of the Paschal Lamb. The Mishnah says, HaPesach Nishcha B'Shelosh Kitos. The Pesach, the Paschal Lamb, was slaughtered, it was shechted, in three groups. That means the Jewish people were divided into three groups. Shenemar, because it says in the Pasuk, it says in the verse, V'Shachatu Oso Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael, that the entire Jewish nation should slaughter it. Now the Torah uses three different adjectives, or synonyms, to describe the Jewish people. Kahal, ve'eda, v'yisrael. To teach us that the Jewish people were divided into three groups. Nichnas hakat harishona, the first group entered into the courtyard of the temple, of the Beis HaMikdash, nismalas hazara, and the courtyard was full. Nalu dasas hazara, they would close it, close the doors of the courtyard. Taku, heiriu v'taku, the Kohanim would blow a tekiah, a long blast, a teruah, a bunch of nine short staccato blasts, vitaku, and another straight blast, and that was the sign that the Karban Pesach had begun. Hakohanim omdim shuros shuros. The Kohanim, the priests, stood in lines. Ubidim bazichei kesef ubazichei zav, and in their hands were ladles of silver and ladles of gold. Shur shakula kesef kesef. Lines that were completely silver. Shur shakula zav zav. If they had silver, they stood in one line. If they had gold, they stood in another line. Lo hayu me'uravin. They didn't mix the gold and the silver, so it should look more beautiful. Lo hayu labazichin shulayim. These ladles were used because they would slaughter a paschal lamb, and they would have to accept the blood in a receptacle, and then pass it along all the way to be sprinkled on the altar, as we'll see in the next Mishnah. Now, these actual ladles didn't have a bottom. Either they were round or they were pointed. Why? Shema yanichem v'yikosh hadam. To make sure that the Kohen doesn't put it down on the floor, because maybe he'll forget about it, and if he forgets about it, the blood congeals, and if it congeals, he can no longer do his rika, and it disqualifies the sacrifice. Therefore, they were bottomless, they didn't have a bottom. Therefore, the Kohen could never put it down, and it would be passed in the appropriate fashion to the Mizbeach, the altar, so that the blood could be sprinkled. We're going to do Mishnah Vav as well, short Mishnah. Shacha Yisrael v'kibel ha-Kohen. The actual person slaughtering the Paschal lamb didn't have to be a Kohen. It could be a Yisrael, a regular Israelite, because Shechita, slaughtering, is kosher for anyone. V'kibel ha-Kohen, however, the Kohen was the one that had to accept the lifeblood, had to catch the lifeblood in a receptacle, in a nos no l'chavero. That Kohen would pass it on to his friend next to him, v'chavero l'chavero, and his friend would pass it to his friend. So there were lines all the way from where it was slaughtered till the altar, and they would pass it like a conveyor belt, one person to the next. V'mekabel ha-samoli, v'machzer ha-sarekon. It was simultaneous that the empty ladle was being returned, and the full one was being passed along. First, he would take the full one, because that's a mitzvah. Then he would pass along the empty one on its way back. Kohen akara beitz lamizbeach, the Kohen that was the closest to the altar, zarkos rika achas keneged hayisod, he would sprinkle it one time above the foundation of the altar. Not all the sides of the altar had a foundation, so they had to make sure that they sprinkled it on the part that had an actual foundation. Wishing you an amazing, upbeat, successful upcoming day.